This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 20th, brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A proposed spending bill to keep the government running does not include legislation to sell E15 blended gasoline. Leslie McNitt with the National Corn Growers Association says it's a disappointing result.
We, you know, lived through this heartbreak at the end of 2024 where we thought we had it in a continuing resolution and it dropped out at the last minute. And as Yogi Berra said, it's feeling like deja vu all over again, because this morning we were really disappointed to see that E15 was not in the minibus that the House and Senate put out.
An announced deal on SREs between the petroleum industry and renewable fuel groups was hoped to have advanced the legislation.
We really fought like hell to come to an agreement that could keep the bulk of the liquid fuels supply chain together, rowing together on an E15 bill. You know, we thought we were there. Our farmers are going to fight like hell to make sure that this isn't, you know, the last word on this package, and they're going to expect their elected representatives to fight for them as well. We fought like hell to come to an agreement that could keep the bulk of the liquid fuels supply chain together, rowing together on an E15 bill. You know, we thought we were there. Our farmers are going to fight like hell to make sure that this isn't, you know, the last word on this package, and they're going to expect their elected representatives to fight for them as well.
McNitt says Congress could help corn farmers by approving new demand for their grain.
Farmers and the farm economy are really rowing upstream right now. They're facing a lot of challenges, and so we really need our elected representatives to make them a top priority right now, especially when we know there are not a lot of pieces of legislation moving. We need to take our shot.
McNitt says approving year-round E15 sales would help pull farmers and rural communities back to a positive balance sheet.
Well, Jeff, E15 is not going to solve all farmers' problems economically, especially when we saw markets drop 24 cents last Monday when the WASD came out alone, right? But it would be a really important shot in the arm, and it would be a meaningful demand driver for ethanol and in turn for corn. So we estimate at NCGA that with every 1% increase in the national average blending rate that E15 would bring as it's being implemented, we'd be looking at an additional 490 million bushels of corn used per percentage increase. So we see a lot of upside. Again, there's no one single bullet that's going to move that 2 billion plus bushel crop, but this would sure make a significant dent.
McNitt and the nation's corn growers hope the zero-cost legislation makes it into the final spending bill this month. Finally today, the Surface Transportation Board unanimously rejecting Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern's initial application for a proposed merger. That after finding the submission to be incomplete. The board says the two companies' merger proposal lacked information necessary for it to consider their plan to create the nation's first coast-to-coast railroad company. Still, UP and NS are allowed to revise and resubmit their application with a new review from the board in the future. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. AgriPulse Communications invites you to the 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. This year's theme, Profit, Policy, and Possibility, Mapping the Future of Market Expansion for U.S. Agriculture. Join policymakers, industry leaders, and influencers on Monday, March 23rd at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. for timely insights into what's next for U.S. agriculture. Register now and save $100 with our early bird rate, available through January 31st. Visit AgriPulse.com and click events to learn more and secure your spot today. AgriPulse Communications, balanced reporting, trusted insights. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.